So, and so it came to pass in 1968 that I saw my first three bands. These were not garage bands playing in a high school gym somewhere, but they were in a war memorial. How ironic, as I think about it now, a war memorial. My first, and I might have been 12 for this one, was The Love and Spoonful, and I'll go to my grave saying they were at least as good as Wilco. And I saw The Who with the mighty Keith Moon, and I saw the original Jimi Hendrix Experience. And why a 14-year-old white kid from the suburbs would respond to this ultra-black psychedelic stud virtuoso, I don't know, but I was 4'10", and my voice hadn't changed going into my senior year, and my parents were alcoholics. That might have something to do with it. Keith Moon had nailed a security guard from the stage 50 feet away with a drumstick. This was rock and roll of miraculous proportions, people. When people come to me now and they say, "What do you think of my band?" It's hard for me not to say, "I saw the fucking Who when I was 14. They sang like angels. They played like Satan. They wrecked their gear. The drummer died and was resurrected to fuck the two beautiful women I saw him with after the show. That was a fucking band." All right. Oh, okay. So now, the director changed a lot of things around on me, so I'm consulting her.